yet again we have a symptom of the beds crisis that is there within the hospital. We know that we have unprecedented numbers of people on trolleys. We have 1 in 8 of our men, women and children across Donegal are on hospital waiting lists. But now this is a really shocking statistic that almost 1 in 4 surgeries cancelled. I am aware of one incident where a lady had been fasting in preparation for a surgical procedure. She was in her gowns, ready to go to theatre, and the operation was cancelled at the last minute. That's the reality in Letterkenny Hospital. We've raised this again and again about the neglect, about the funding discrimination. And until that changes, we're going to continue to see this situation.
And as you say, there has been repeated calls on the government to take urgent action against the health crisis, particularly here in Donegal, yet we keep hearing of these incidents on a weekly basis, but still no action has been taken.
No, what we see in Letterkenny is funding discrimination. And earlier this year, myself and Deputy Pierce Doherty published a document which clearly relied on all the facts and demonstrated that Letterkenny, the 6th largest hospital in the state, you know, is getting a budget per inpatient in the hospital which is about 1/3 of that that's allocated to hospitals in Dublin. And that's just the reality. And until that discrimination is accepted by government and by those who support government and there's changes that come in, we're going to continue to see this crisis. But I mean, in terms of the doctors, the nurses who are being squeezed to the bone, who are not getting, the opportunity in this case that they deserve. And then, of course, worst of all, is the way that our patients, that our Donegal people are being treated by this health service. It's an absolute scandal.